There's new information out today about where Sandy aid money is being allocated in New Jersey. Fair Share Housing, a New Jersey nonprofit, sued the state for information about how it's processing Sandy grant applications, and the organization made some of that data available to the public today. Taking a closer look at the numbers for us on NewsWorks tonight is WHYY Shore reporter Tracy Samuelson. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Dave.
Let's start with race. Tracy, what does the data tell us about the race of applicants who are accepted or rejected into these programs, the state's two primary grant programs for homeowners?
Right. We're talking here about the resettlement program, which gave homeowners $10,000 if they agreed to stay in their county for 3 years, and what's known as the REM program, which gives homeowners up to $150,000 to use towards repairs. And so this data is focused on those two programs. It's current as of the end of September. And it shows that African Americans and Latinos are rejected at higher rates than white applicants. So the rejection rates for whites who applied to these grant programs was 13% to 14%, so mid-teens. For African Americans, it was 35% to 38%, more than double the white rejection rate. And for Latinos, it was somewhere in the middle, closer but still slightly higher than the white rejection rate.
What reaction have you heard to this?
Well, the NAACP and the Latino Action Network both joined with Fair Share today to say that this data is worrisome and it deserves further investigation. But it's important to remember that we don't know why there are these differences. So I spoke to Karen O'Neill. She's a professor at Rutgers University who's been following the Sandy response. She says there's many things that could be causing this, and that disaster aid programs are especially tricky for states to get right.
Because getting it right with disadvantaged communities is a problem any day of the week for any ongoing program, but these are one-time programs.
O'Neill says that minority communities tend to have less wealth than their white counterparts and a shorter history of home ownership. So they might be less prepared for something like this or have less of a financial cushion to be able to absorb it. And that might affect their ability to apply for these programs and to get all the needed documents together. As anyone who's applied for one of these grants will tell you, it is not an easy process.
And the rules have changed since Sandy hit. And it's extremely confusing to people. So even people who are highly resourced are very confused about the criteria, about the application process.
O'Neill said the state might need to beef up its outreach programs or assign trained caseworkers who can really help minority applicants through the process.
Tracy, do the numbers also reveal an impact on low and moderate income households?
Yeah, that's also something that was in this data. And the state promised the federal government that a certain amount of Sandy aid money would go to low and moderate income households. In this data, which again is from September, we see that they were a bit below those targets, especially for the resettlement program. But despite being below those targets, they were still waitlisting some qualified low and moderate income applicants instead of accepting them.
Has there been any progress going from September to now December?
Yes. The resettlement program is still below its target, but it's improved slightly. The target is 60% of funds for low and moderate income households. It's currently at 44%. And the REM program, at least in terms of the numbers of grants given out to low and moderate income families, it's actually slightly exceeding its target.
Lastly, is there a reaction yet from the Christie administration?
Yes. In a statement, Richard Constable, the commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs, which administers these grants, called Fair Share's claims about race a, quote, outrageously false implication. He said the grant programs absolutely don't take race or ethnicity into account. He also said the state's allocated roughly half the funds approved by the federal government for Sandy aid, and that when you take into account all programs, almost 75% has gone to low and moderate income households.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY Shore reporter Tracy Samuelson on NewsWorks Tonight.